Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. We're going to do a little NFL rapid fire coming up here at high noon. Plus, we're going to talk Major League Baseball. And how about that? Cavaliers getting set to start the season. We will talk to Chris Fedor. He'll give us the lowdown on what's going on with a team that is expected to win the Eastern Conference. Huh. How about that? Let's do this, though, Jeff. You need to give us some info. Like, I'm waiting.
Do I, Andy?
Why don't you tell us a little bit about these college quarterbacks that could be wearing Cleveland brown, orange, or white next year?
I mentioned this is troubling. I forget exactly the wording I used, but you mentioned something. This is becoming problematic.
Ooh.
Okay? This is becoming problematic. And the reason I say this, we've been going over quarterbacks next year, because the minute they made the trade, I've said, boy, that screams quarterback for 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have a high pick, right? They're only 2-5.
Yes.
Problem is, the guys, and we've heard there could be as many as 6 quarterbacks taken in the first round of this draft.
Doesn't feel that way anymore, though, does it?
Problem is, Andy, these guys keep shuffling around, and nobody, except for maybe one guy, maybe two, really establishing themselves as first-round draft choices. And that's problematic if you're the Cleveland Browns and you're thinking you're going to get a quarterback next year. Let me go over just a couple of things real quick. NFL Draft Buzz. It's a website that ranks these guys every week.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they have the number one quarterback in the draft as Dante Moore, the kid from Oregon.
Dante Moore still, okay.
Dante Moore, the kid from Oregon.
Yep. Okay.
That's still their guy. Second, they have the guy that I like a lot, Lenora Sellers.
Okay.
And then third, they have Fernando Mendoza.
Mendoza is topping the charts on other charts.
The kid, right. Yeah, I know. The kid from Indiana who looks really good.
Legit.
Yeah. Now, let me throw this one at you. Mock draft. Out 3 hours ago from CBS. Okay.
Oh.
Number one pick overall in the draft, Fernando Mendoza going to the New York Jets. I'll tell you why in just a minute.
Okay.
The next quarterback going off the board goes at number 5 in this mock draft. It's Dante Moore from Oregon going to the Las Vegas Raiders. At the 8th overall pick in the draft, which is where the Browns are right now after their win.
Okay.
Jordan Tyson, if you're wondering who he plays quarterback for, he doesn't. He's a wide receiver at Arizona State. Interesting, is it not, Andy?
That's who they have the Browns taking?
Yep. And then the next quarterback off the board is a guy who wasn't even in these rankings for anybody at the beginning of the year. And it's Ty Simpson at Alabama, who has put up some numbers that make you think, well, guess we have to pay attention to this guy. And he's going 15th. He's the quarterback at Alabama. You keep scrolling down. So there's 3 quarterbacks. Browns up next with that Jacksonville pick because Jacksonville's losing. It's now number 19.
Who do they have?
Amari Washington. Are you wondering who he plays quarterback for?
Tell me.
He doesn't. He's a defensive lineman. Can you even imagine the Browns using a number one next year on a defensive lineman? I can't. And he's a defensive tackle. That makes no sense to me. So anyhow, that's what they have. But the next quarterback they have going into the first round, Andy, They don't have one.
What do you mean they don't have one?
Three quarterbacks going in the first round.
Really?
Three. So that leaves so many guys out there, it's unbelievable. Let's go over some of these guys real quick. Lenora Sellers, who I like a lot. What you're going to end up with is this. There are only one or two guys who are going to get drafted based on their production and think, boy, that guy's a really good quarterback. A couple of them are going to be projections, and Lenora Sellers is one of those. His team has lost four of their last five games, South Carolina quarterback. Mm-hmm. Three of them against ranked opponents. Sellers has been hurt. And on the season, only five touchdown passes and two interceptions. Against Oklahoma, he was 17-25 for 124, a touchdown, no interceptions last game. His numbers aren't jumping off the page. His tape jumps. I love this guy. It'd be fun to see if the Browns could get him. And right now, CBS doesn't even have him in the first round. NFL Draft Buzz has him number two. Nussmeier, you want another shorter quarterback. He's 6'1". That doesn't matter if you can play. But the LSU quarterback lost at Vanderbilt, 19 of 28, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Here's the guy that's catching everybody and just has skyrocketed. And that's Fernando Mendoza from Indiana. Mm-hmm. They beat up on Michigan State 38-13. He threw for 332 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions. On the season, Mendoza has 21 touchdowns and two interceptions. I mean, he's lighting it up.
191 rating, too.
He's lighting it up. Dante Moore is the kid from Oregon who backed up Dylan Gabriel last year, transferred in. They beat up on Rutgers. When they beat up on a team, I have a hard time saying, boy, what a great game. It was 56-10, and Moore was 15-20 for 290, four touchdowns and one interception. Remember when Arch Manning was everybody's favorite guy?
Yeah, he's off the charts. You don't even see him anymore.
I
watched him play this weekend.
Because I think most people think he's going to go back.
He should.
And, well, it feels that way, except ask Drew Aller how that worked out.
It's weird. Drew Aller's in that commercial, too, with the Old Spice guy. That was in great shape. And have you seen that? They always talk about an NIL with Drew Aller.
Yeah. Arch Manning's Texas team had a 16-13 overtime win. He was 12 of 27 for 132. No touchdowns, no interceptions. He's not played great. Could be injured. You know, there's rumblings. Boy, his shoulder's not good. His shoulder's not good. Well, Texas keeps playing him, so maybe it is good. The one guy that hurt his stock and had been on fire was Carson Beck in Miami. They lost to Louisville, which you're not supposed to do.
No, that didn't go over. That was a close game on, was that Friday night?
Yeah, it was 24-21. He threw for 271, no touchdowns, four picks. And then afterwards, the leader of the offense said, yeah, miscommunication. They ran the wrong routes.
Man.
If you're an NFL general manager, it's like, excuse me, let me put one in the bad column.
No kidding.
You don't say those things if you're a quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Then the other guy, Andy, who's coming on, and I'll just end it here.
Okay.
Klubnik played better for Clemson. They beat BC. Ayam Aliava from UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since they fired their coach, he's been playing better. Okay. Sam Levitt from Arizona State playing better. But Ty Simpson from Alabama keeps climbing. They had a win. He was 19 of 29, 253, two touchdowns, 18 touchdowns on the season, and only one interception. He's a junior. Does he come out? I don't know. NFL Draft Buzz has him ranked fourth, and I just said he was third in this mock draft. So the problem that we're having here, if you're the Browns, there appear to be 10 guys at quarterback. And we didn't even mention Drew Aller, who's out for the season, unfortunately, for Medina and Penn State. This is starting to look like a draft where these guys are going to be going in the top three or four rounds. And you're going to have to evaluate which guy you think is going to be the best.
I still think you're going to get three or four quarterbacks in the first round.
I do too.
I do too,
except for one thing. Look at all the guys we've been following, Andy.
I know.
There are like 10 or 12 guys who at one point... These guys were all considered first-round picks.
That's the problem. Yeah, but one or two of those guys is going to get is going to go to the combine. Then they're going to start hyping them
exactly.
Back up.
That was
so
exactly.
We know
right.
how that goes.
For instance, Fernando Mendoza.
Okay, so Mendoza, I think
he's
really
at the top of the draft now, and he was at the bottom of the draft, or maybe not even in the first round before this year.
And Mendoza's got an interesting schedule because they've got UCLA this week on Fox Big Noon. Then they play Maryland, Penn State. So down, although maybe that. Penn State Wisconsin's a mess. We just watched that. Purdue.
Not to mention, Kirk Cignetti got paid.
Oh, yeah. Big extension.
Yeah, but what does that mean for him, though? What does that mean for Mendoza? That's
Nothing.
My question.
He's just going to finish this year and go.
It means stability, though, for your program.
All eyes will be on the Big Ten Championship if we can get to Indiana, Ohio State. Because I think they're the only two teams that are left undefeated in the Big Ten. Is that right?
I believe you're correct.
Yeah. So,
because Oregon lost.
Yeah.
The more this screams, though, can I bring this home?
Mm-hmm.
The way this is playing out, are the Browns going to take a quarterback in the first round next year?
Yes.
I still think so, except for one thing. It no longer looks like you're a lock to get your franchise quarterback in the draft.
Well,
for instance, Jalen Milroe from Alabama. I think Sellers is a similar guy. Big, strong, physical, great runner, big arm.
A little more polished. Sellers a little more polished.
Yeah, I think so too. But
if the Browns brought in
Lenora Sellers, I'd be thrilled, but he has some developing to do.
Could you imagine if they brought in Dante Moore next year?
And he's with
Gabriel here?
Yeah, I know.
That to me seems weird. So, you know, I like to look at Tankathon because I'm a big fan of Tankathon. Yeah, especially for basketball. But
basketball.
So they've got the Browns picking six. Where did you say they are?
Eighth in the mock draft.
They're eighth in the mock. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're looking at...
In the CBS mock.
Francis Maoyoga, who is an offensive tackle. This is... You know why I like these things? Because if you use common sense and don't make a million trades, this is probably a little more realistic. That they would take an offensive tackle with the sixth pick. You know what makes me so happy? Dad, I'm going to cry. They say with that Jaguars pick at 20, they would take Jeff. You'd be very excited about this.
Carnell Tate pick.
Carnell Tate!
There it is. I don't know. We are getting close to best available Buckeye territory on a chunk of this stuff.
Yes.
I don't know if we're totally at the Michael Thomas draft where it was best available Buckeye, but we're getting there.
John Mateer ends up at Pittsburgh
let
at 25.
Let me give you something else to back.
Keep an eye on that Simpson kid from Alabama, though. He can sling it.
Well,
he's got
hang
some
on.
Big boy throws in his back pocket.
Let me give you another thing to just mess with your heads on this. With the Browns, you know, they got to take a quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I still think. But NFL Draft Network. Okay, the Draft Network, it's called. First pick, Jets, Fernando Mendoza. Second pick, Miami Dolphins. Ty Simpson, quarterback, Alabama. This kid's come out of nowhere. And the Browns picking, they have him picking sixth, Caleb Downs. Andy, safety from Ohio State. Could you imagine if this team adds another player on defense with a high pick?
I mean, you could talk me into a Caleb Downs.
I know, except for one thing.
Hey,
Have you seen the offense?
Yeah, I've seen the offense, but
I know
I would not take Caleb Downs for this team, but there's a lot of teams out there who Caleb Downs makes a boatload of sense for. And if the Browns went, yeah, he's the best player on the board, I don't think we could all argue.
The Draft Network has the Rams taking Dante Moore at 17.
I mean, my word, you watch Ohio State and you think there's two Caleb Downs on the field at any point.
I'd bring the Glenville kid home if I could. Although do we need another linebacker? Could you imagine Arvell Reese with Carson Schwarzenegger?
Well, you don't know what's happening with JOK either.
That's true. You don't know what's happening with JOK. That is a fair point, my friend. And you have more fair points coming up right after this, too, because we're going to do NFL. Can I did you do this again? Bing, bing. I did it anyway. NFL Rapid Fire coming up. We'll talk Cavs, and we're going to get into the World Series. All these things straight ahead. Plus, Chris Fedor at 1 o'clock. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.